New research from the University of South Florida suggests evacuating nursing home patients before a storm increases the chance of both hospitalization and death. The study, which looks at hurricanes, recommends that nursing homes shelter in place or not evacuate unless a facility gets flooded or severely damaged. Health News Florida's Daylena Miller recently spoke with Catherine Heyer, the director of the Florida Policy Exchange Center on Aging at USF. She says they looked at hurricanes Katrina, Rita, Ike, and Gustav.
We carefully looked at the nursing homes that sheltered in place or stayed where they were before the storm versus the nursing homes that evacuated. Our work indicated that regardless of whether places evacuated or sheltered in place, hurricanes created an increased rate of death. In fact, we found that an extra 277 deaths occurred and 872 hospitalizations occurred during those storms as a result of the hurricanes. Our work then looked at what were the different death rates and hospitalization rates for nursing homes that sheltered in place versus those that actually evacuated. And we found that when you looked at those same buildings, the people who evacuated had higher death rates and higher hospitalization rates.
So what are the factors that make it so much more dangerous to evacuate these patients as opposed to sheltering in place?
Nursing home residents are fragile. These are vulnerable people for whom there are many different needs and requirements. They are in a nursing home because they require 24-hour care from skilled clinicians. These residents have high levels of diseases. Many of them suffer from congestive heart failure or diabetes, and many of them have cognitive impairment, severe cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's disease, and other conditions that make it difficult for them to be able to be cared for outside of this skilled 24-hour care place. The medication schedule probably gets somewhat disrupted, the ability to deliver food in the normal way you would, the ability to have therapies, and all of that gets changed during a disaster.
So what recommendations can you make moving forward?
One of the first recommendations is that we believe that people do need to try to shelter in place. When we say shelter in place, we mean that you stay there until you can't stay there anymore. So there are situations where even after the storm, there are roofs that blow off or there are problems where the building is not able to be sustained. But ideally, places and buildings would be built in a way that allow them to be able to sustain and be able to keep residents during a storm. There are new regulations coming for nursing homes that are coming in on November 15th that would require all nursing homes to have adequate alternative power to maintain the air temperature between 71 and 81, which is the requirement for a nursing home. And that would generally require a generator to be had. A second recommendation that we have is that emergency plans be published and that both assisted living and nursing homes have their plans available for people who are interested in going to that assisted living or that nursing home to understand what the plan would be. We also believe that assisted livings require much more oversight than they currently receive. Assisted living communities now routinely take residents who would have been in nursing home many years ago. Another recommendation we have is that there be a more nuanced evacuation plan, that not all residents need to leave or all residents need to stay.
That was USF researcher Catherine Heyer speaking with Health News Florida's Daylena Miller.